It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Man, it's good to have you guys here. Welcome to Money for Lunch. I am your host, Bert Martinez. And we're coming to you live from Universal Studios in sunny Universal Studio City or Studio City, anyway, here in California, Universal Studio, enjoying the cool temperatures of California A. And you may catch a glimpse of me on the TV show Extra with Mario Lopez. So be on the lookout for that. I think it'll air later today or later tonight or maybe tomorrow. Either way, it was a blast, and I appreciate them inviting me. And as soon as we're done with the show, we're going to go hang out in Universal Studios and do all sorts of fun things. But before we get started, I wanted to talk about this. Most important, most urgently, I want you to stop believing, hoping, wishing that all the junk you're doing, all the effort, energy, love, whatever you want to call it, that you're putting into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, into social media in general, is going to create a bunch of money for you. That is typically not true. Typically, social media does not make you money in the traditional sense, right? Not like traditional marketing does. Not like picking up the phone and doing telemarketing or sending out direct mails or an email campaign or a pay-per-click campaign. That's called direct response advertising or direct response marketing, and it will make you money as well as build your image, as well as build your likes, as well as build your reputation. However, if you focus on the reverse, things like social media, posting pictures, posting good, valuable information, all that is well and fine, but it will not create revenue for you in 99% of the time. Now, you don't have to just take my word for it, but I've interviewed people like Arnold Schwarzenegger about this. I've interviewed Joe Vitale about this, Dr. Joe Vitale, Dr. Stephen G. Jones, countless of other marketers, and they all have told me that no, it doesn't. They've never been able to track sales, or significant sales, to their social media. Now, does it help? Yes, because it is a type of image advertising or image campaign. It doesn't necessarily require an immediate response. And another way you can find out if your social media is making you money is go ahead and post something. Ask them to take action. Ask them to take action opting in for a free report. Ask them to take action by completing your free survey. And you will see that most people simply will not do it. They're too busy. They're not inclined. They're not in the mind frame of doing it. And these are just a soft way of testing the water. Now, how do you make money with LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and social media in general? It's very simple. First of all, you target and try to connect with those people that you want to do business with. Your ideal customer should be the people that you're connecting with on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. And then after, you know, you've posted a few things, ask them to opt in. Ask them to get your free report. Ask them to download your latest whatever. Ask them to do business with you on some low level. And when I say low level, again, the easiest possible risk that they can take to do business with you. And typically that's a free report or a free video or something that they can opt in to get something for free. And now they become part of your funnel. And now maybe 2-3 days down the road, 2-3 months down the road, they will do business with you because that's the way it works. Look at yourself. How much stuff have you bought because of reading somebody's incredibly helpful blog post, because of some cool picture that they put on Facebook or Twitter or an Instagram. How much have you bought? And most likely you're telling me, Bert, I've never bought anything because of stuff I've seen posted on Facebook. That's the whole point. Now, there's always an exception to the rule, but in 99% of all cases, social media will make you no money, but it will help with your image, with your reputation. People like to know that you have a website and that you have some Facebook activity and that you know, maybe if they're a big Twitter follower and that you're on Twitter, that could be important to them, but it will not be the deciding factor. I have several clients that make millions of dollars in revenues and have no social media presence whatsoever. It does not affect your bottom line. All right. Just thought I'd throw that out there. No big deal. Good show. Great show lined up for you today. And let's just jump right into it because I know that's what you're here for. You're not here to hear me rant. But I want to get the party started with Dale Beaumont. What happened to Dale's stuff, man? I mean, all right, here we go. Dale Beaumont, award-winning technology entrepreneur, international speaker, and the author of 16 best-selling books. With a passion to give back, Dale's goal is to help more than 1 million entrepreneurs around the world with BRIN, B-R-I-N, the world's first small business advisor powered by artificial intelligence. I cannot wait to talk to him about BRIN. Dale Beaumont, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thanks so much. It's great to chat with you.
Absolutely. So let's just kind of jump into this because this is exciting. You know, artificial intelligence is this thing that was at one point sci-fi, but now it's become an everyday thing. In fact, I think it was Emory University that published a report. I can't remember if it was this year or last year, that basically said that 47% of all jobs will be replaced by artificial intelligent type computers, these cognitive type computers and or robots in the next, I think they said within the next 24 months. So it's not something that's way off in the future. This is stuff that's happening now. So let's talk about BRIN. First of all, what does BRIN stand for?
So BRIN is just a name that we've given to our the software program that we have created in much the same way that Apple has a product called Siri and Microsoft has one called Cortana and IBM has Watson. We wanted to give our product a human name. We decided that it had to start with B because we're a business company and we help people to grow their business. And we wanted it to be short and easy to spell. So we typed in four-letter names starting with B, and we found BRIN, and we thought that fits perfectly. So we registered the name. The website is brin.ai for artificial intelligence, of course. And people can go and download the app and give it a try for free.
I love it. I love it. All right. So let's talk about the catalyst or the motivation behind BRIN. You know, how did this come about? I mean, you're sitting around, you're doing what, and all of a sudden this hits you that this needs to happen. Talk about how you got here.
Yeah, well, my mission has always been to help an ever-increasing number of people to improve the quality of their life and their business. And I remember starting off 16 years ago and the very first ever event that I ran, I had 3 people in my audience. And so I started many, many years ago and have continued to grow. Now I've probably worked with close to 50,000 people, which has been a great achievement. But I thought, how do I help even more? And I set this crazy number of how do I reach a million people? And to reach that number, you can't just be thinking about what I do currently, which is hire hotel rooms and get groups of people together in a room. And certainly you can't do one-on-one or small group coaching. You know, you really have to think big and you need to use technology. And that's when I started looking into artificial intelligence as a way of taking all of our knowledge and resources and the collective intelligence of hundreds or thousands of business coaches and advisors and to train an app or train an algorithm to be able to understand literally thousands of questions and then to give people immediate answers, kind of like a Siri for business. And so we've released phase one of the product where people can go in and have a chat with Bryn. But in March next year, we're releasing a much more advanced version of the software where you'll be able to literally talk to the app and ask questions and get back immediate answers. So it's going to be really exciting. And in the future, you'll even be able to link Bryn to other software applications like your CRM system or Google Analytics or maybe even your finance and accounting. And you can ask questions like, how much money did I spend on electricity in the month of July? Or you might ask questions like, what is going to be the best time to do a marketing campaign over the next 6 months? And basically it can analyze your data and give you immediate responses. So that's what we've been working on. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is incredible because this, I should say Bryn, is going to have a massive impact on all businesses, because I could see everybody having Bryn, because especially when you get to the point where you can talk to it, hey Bryn, what's my 10 a.m. schedule, or what, you know, as you said, how much did I spend on this or that or whatever, that is going to be a game changer.
Yeah, it's going to really, I believe, transform the way that people access information and people also manage their business. And what's great is that we can do this at an unprecedented scale, because right now, with our research shows, that only 1% of business owners, and there's over 500 million business owners on the planet, only 1% actually have access to a business advisor, someone that they pay every single month to get input and advice and support for their business. The problem with that is, one, it's obviously, can cost quite a lot of money. It's not really scalable. Sure. And you're lucky if you get maybe half an hour a month. But of course, businesses run every single minute of every day, and there's questions that happen, morning, noon, and night. So it's really, it's time that we start thinking differently. And that's why we built Bryn. Our goal is to put a business advisor into the hand of every single person running a business. And that is hundreds of millions of business owners around the world. And our goal is to reach those people and really help them to have access to their knowledge, access to the collective knowledge of thousands of business advisors on a whole bunch of different topics, so they can get the information that they need quickly so they can make really smart decisions to grow their business.
Absolutely. I love that. Okay. And so you can go to either Google or Apple Store and download Bryn. It's B-R-I-N. You'll see we call it free business advisor. It's open to everybody. And so again, I just want to encourage everybody to go out there and try it out and see if Dale's AI bot here, whatever Bryn is going to be something that's going to help their business. It sounds to me like it's just a wonderful tool. And so let's talk about this. So what can people do now when they download Bryn?
Okay, so right now you'll be, once you download the app on your phone, open it up, you'll be greeted with a conversation with Bryn. And that conversation at the moment uses basic kind of simulated AI just to give people the experience of what it's like to have a conversation with a machine. But it's fun and it's quirky and you really enjoy it. But then at the moment, the real thrust of the app is through creating a training library. And because we knew that Bryn was going to need to have access to a whole bunch of content to basically help people. So think of it kind of like a doctor and the pharmacy. If Bryn is the doctor and she can diagnose your problem, and then the pharmacy or the drugstore is basically access to a massive library that we've developed that's ready and waiting right now. There's about 500 videos that we have created in a TV studio with hundreds of business coaches and advisors from all around the world, and they share their knowledge. And they're all done beautifully with great sound, great visuals, and you people can access all of those videos right now for free. So start there, enjoy all the great content. We've also built some great features which business owners will love. The ability to make your own custom playlist, which acts as like creating your own course. Then you can also, we've created this technology, which is really cool, where you can switch between audio and video. So you can create your own playlist and then you go, oh, I want to watch a video. So you click on the video button. But then if you jump in your car, you can tap another button and it switches from audio, from video to audio mode, and it remembers your place. So you can, and you can move things up and down. It's a lot of fun. And then you can also increase the speed, because if a video goes for half an hour, you can watch it in double speed and you can watch it in 15 minutes. And so that's really cool because business owners, you know, love saving time. And so we've built all those features into the app and they're ready and waiting right now.
Yeah, that is extraordinary. I love that. I love that. All right. So, you said that in the future, we're going to be able to converse with Bryn and have it do little tasks for us and stuff like that. When you say in the future, are we talking a month away, a year away? What's your, you know, obviously we can't hold it to a specific time frame, but what are you thinking?
Yeah, well, we're currently doing all of the programming because, as you can imagine, there is we're writing literally thousands of business conversations as we speak. We have a team of writers that are effectively building the brain of Bryn and creating all of the knowledge that she's going to need to help people. So that's taking a little bit of time. We're working as fast as we can. So at the moment, the release date is March 2017, where it will be available, and that's the more advanced AI side of the app. But the rest of the app, which is the content component, is ready right now. And we have currently around 10,000 people using the app. And yeah, we'd love to help some more people. It's right now 100% free. It won't be free for forever. But that's a really good incentive to get in, have a play, and to benefit from all that great content that's there right now.
I love that, man. I think that's fantastic. You know, and this to me is a great, what do you call it, a great example of content marketing. You are giving people an opportunity to access valuable information. Right now it's free. It's not going to be free forever. So it's time for people to jump on it and test it out and be able to give you the feedback. But this is a great use of content marketing and, you know, kind of turbocharging it. Because, as you said, you have a staff of people who are creating these conversations and increasing the content, and it, you know, and it's going to be ever dynamic, ever changing. But to me, it's just a great example of using content and helping people building your reputation, building your awareness, your brand awareness. And as your goal is to help a million businesses, that's going to have a massive impact. When you hit that goal of having a million people, it's just going to explode. It's going to go from 1 million to 3 million in almost overnight.
Yeah, that's the plan. Our plan is just to help as many people as we can, and we want to, our goal is to build the world's smartest business advisor, because it's really impossible now for any coach, and I've been kind of helping people for 16 years, but even then it's still impossible for any one single person to be the fountain of all knowledge. You know, businesses become so specialized and it's like a full-time job just to keep up with changes in Facebook, or a full-time job just to, you know, be really good at managing finances. And so what I thought was, if we could take the best of the best, or best of everyone's brain, and put it into, you know, a single source that people can access around the world, then everybody can be an expert and have access to the information that they need just by asking the question. You know, if someone was to say, how do I import products from China, or how do I develop a WordPress website, or have you got any information on how to read financial statements, then they'll be able to get instant answers to their questions just by asking.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's incredible. All right, so let's talk about this. When you first came up with the idea and you're thinking, okay, this is what I want to do, what was your first obstacle that you hit? What was the first thing that you had to overcome?
Well, the first thing is, you know, it seems quite simple when we talk about it, you know, to create a series for business. But I didn't really have a technology background. I've got a background in education and training. And so I knew what I wanted, which is sounds pretty simple, but there's a whole bunch of technology complexities to making that happen. And I was really unaware of what was involved in building something like that. So the biggest challenge for me was closing my gap in terms of knowledge and to be able to learn as fast as I possibly could about how to actually program and how what the difference between front end and back end and what tech stack are we going to use and how to hire knowledgeable developers and actually understand what they're talking about and then making the selection around the language we're going to code in. All of those things were barriers. But my good thing is one of my highest values is learning and education. So I've taken on this challenge and just been trying to learn as much as I possibly can. So it's been really fun for me as well because, I love doing new things and it's been great to take on this immense challenge and now, be able to bring it all together.
All right. So right now, I'm assuming Bryn is just in English, right? Do you plan on expanding languages as well?
Yeah, right now we're just in English, but the plan is in the future, of course, to help entrepreneurs right around the world, and that means being available in other languages. Thankfully, if you may not be aware, but in the last probably 2 weeks, Google published a paper, and this is their sort of research lab, saying that they're on their way to achieving near human quality translation. So in the past, what they used to do is basically translate every word separately and then try to try to turn it back into a sentence, but oftentimes didn't really sound right. So what Google now has is the technology to read a full entire sentence, understand the context and the meaning, and then to translate that entire sentence into a coherent sentence and a human-like translation into different languages around the world. So that is that will be happening fairly soon. And so our goal is to use technology like Google and plug into their API to be able to translate a lot of our content into other languages. So it's not happening immediately, but it's definitely part of our plan.
Yeah, that's extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, we've seen a few of the commercials where, hold on, I'm going to see if I can hit the cough button here. All right, sorry about that. But yeah, we've seen the commercials where people are using Google to translate and get directions. I think it was an Oriental person in Italy trying to get directions or something like that. But it's amazing to me, Dale, how quickly we're advancing in this AI space, right? Things are changing. It seems really fast. Of course, we've been working on AI for, 50 years. But now the technology is starting to catch up with our thoughts. And things are developing really fast.
Yes, absolutely. Things are really growing exponentially now. And with advances in computer science and machine learning and the processing power of computers, it's now possible to do things that 10 years ago we had only dreamed about. So we're moving into a very exciting time. And I think it's really important for us all to learn about these advancements and how they're going to affect us and our business, and really start to embrace them, because it can really help you to get things done a lot faster and a lot smarter.
I love it. All right, we're out of time. Dale, I want to wish you the best of luck, and I'd love to bring you back in a couple of months and give us an update on what's happening with Bryn. And if you guys want to download Bryn, you can go to the Apple Store or the Google Store and download Bryn. It's B-R-I-N. Or you can go to the website, brindotai.com, or is it .ai?
Yeah, just .ai. Yeah, the .ai
okay.
Is what it is. So brind.ai is the website, and there's all the links right there to the different app stores, and you can check it out.
I love it, man. This is exciting stuff. Great use of AI, great use of content, great example of how to help thousands, millions of people and build your company at the same time. Dale, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Great to chat with you.
All righty. Good stuff there from Dale Beaumont. And again, the app is Brin, BRIN.AI. If you want to go to the website and check out their links and find out what else is going on, this is fantastic stuff. I'm super excited about it. So anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back right after this.
Did you bring the camera phone?
I did.
Do you want to go first?
I've been waiting for this all day.
Okay, this is Fro and Stacy.
Introducing Chase Quick Deposit. Just photograph the front and back of your check using the Chase mobile app on your iPhone and hit send.
It went through?
So cool.
This is so cool.
You want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, it was nice.
Make a deposit from anywhere, anytime with your iPhone.
To Mr. and Mrs. Walker, why would they send my parents a check?
Chase what matters.
Welcome back to Geico Radio. It's savings on the radio.
Cooler Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just got a free rate quote on geico.com. Saved a ton, and it only took me 5 minutes and 12 seconds. I was wondering, is that some sort of record?
That's a good question. Let's have a look.
Not quite. Someone's got you beat by 8 seconds.
Still, I mean, that's quite fast.
Well, what if I told you I only use one hand?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
All right, we are back. You know, one of the things that has made me a considerable amount of money is this, thing called automation, right? The ability to have systems automatically do stuff for you. Everybody probably has some or uses some type of automation. Maybe it's getting the coffee maker turn on and making coffee. An alarm clock is a type of automation. Old technology, but still useful today. My next guest is Will Berger, founder of Lead Outcome, marketing automation everyone can afford. As a marketing automation expert, he loves helping small businesses automate their sales and marketing processes. This is so important because the fortune is in the follow-up, and most people have a tough time following up. Will Berger, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Hey, Bert, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I'm excited about this to talk about this topic because it's so vitally important to businesses.
It is. It really is. It's the formula for a successful business, everybody knows this, is you, in order to have profit and growth at the end, you've got to have a product and you've got to have leads or people that want to buy the product. If you have one and not the other, it doesn't matter what you do, you'll never have success on the other side, right? And what most small business owners today are missing is the part of the formula, which is the leads. And it's not just any kind of leads, it's high-quality leads. And everybody is looking for that, but they can't seem to get their hands on that. And I'm not saying everybody. I should say that people, you know, especially small business owners who don't have the resources to be able to have a $10,000 a month pay-per-click campaign or something to that effect. And so what we do is we provide people a done-for-you, ready-to-go, automated sales funnel that you just check out with on the shopping cart. And once you check out, the system will give you our new LinkedIn Success Booster Kit, which leverages LinkedIn as the source for leads, 400 million places. And we built a really nice system that will let you be able to get leads, really turn that into a lead factory, if you will. Okay. And so now the system that we have, it doesn't infringe on LinkedIn's license agreement or anything like that. It's part of it is a training system, and then the external part is where Lead Outcome comes into play, and we automate that follow-up for you, and we get that person to reach out to you, okay? So we've got a really neat system. I know that I'm describing this stuff to you. The bottom line here is that we've got a really neat lead generation system that leverages LinkedIn to help you get leads that are going to reach out to you, okay? What's so cool about the system is you don't ever get involved until that person decides that, hey, they want to talk to you about the products and services that you have to offer, right? So imagine this, a lead generation system where your job is to sit in your inbox and wait for people to send you messages saying, hey, let's talk about the products and services you have to offer. That is a done-for-you solution. And what's so great about that is for small business owners is that, hey, you can focus in on what you were doing, what you started your business for, to produce the products and services for your customers. That's really what you want to focus in on. You don't want to become a internet marketing genius and have to spend, you know, months and thousands of dollars producing that. Just get me some leads. Let me focus on delivering the solution to my customers. That's what we do, Bert.
I love that. I love that. And I, you know, first of all, I want to back up, and I would say I agree with what you when you first started to say that everybody struggles with this, because everybody does. And I don't care whether you're a Fortune 500 or you've only been around 5 days. This is the lifeblood of any business, period. The only difference is that a Fortune 500 company, as you pointed out, has, you know, a larger budget, but they're still doing the same thing. They're still trying to figure out to get those leads in, nurture those leads, and get people on the phone or on a demo. And then the other thing that you said, and this is where a lot of people, you know, haven't committed yet. So they're committed to their business, but they're, for whatever reason, I'll use the word scared or intimidated by marketing. And so you have two choices, and you mentioned one of them. You have to become a marketing expert, which can take a lot of time and is a lot of work, or you need to find a way that the marketing is done for you, whether that means you hire somebody, you outsource it, or you get involved with lead outcome and start creating leads. And what I love about lead outcome is this LinkedIn success booster kit that you're talking about, because first of all, LinkedIn is a great place to get leads. And the great thing about LinkedIn users is that we all have the same mindset. We're involved in LinkedIn to do business. And that's a little bit different than somebody on Facebook or on Twitter, because they might be there for completely different reasons, but LinkedIn is about doing business.
That's right. Yeah, Bert, that is very observant and a really good point. The average income of the person on LinkedIn is $112,000 versus Facebook, which is $58,000. LinkedIn has a database of over 400 million people, and why are they there to be on LinkedIn, as Bert is pointing out, is they're there because they want to connect. They want to connect with you. If you're on LinkedIn and somebody sends you a connection, you say, no, I don't want to connect with you. What's the point of you being on LinkedIn, right?
Yeah.
So the premise of it is that you're there because you're looking to broaden your network, broaden the people you know. Everybody's there with that premise. So what we do is we just help you get you to the point where you stop hunting for leads on LinkedIn. Instead, what we're doing is we're teaching you how to farm on LinkedIn and how to follow a very simple process, and we add a little bit of automation in it, okay? And once again, I'm telling you, there's not any fancy, you know, crazy stuff going on here. These, what we're teaching you are how to become a professional LinkedIn marketer, and then giving you a system on the back end to be able to effectively, efficiently follow up with these people. The process is super simple. We've got something called the one hour high quality lead factory that we can get this whole thing set up for you in 1 hour. It's so cool. If you see the results on it, you'd be blown away.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that. This is so important. And you know, if you are struggling with lead gen, you need to give this a try. This is the first time I've had Will on the show. I haven't tested out his system yet, but I'm excited to test it out. And then, Will, we can bring you back and talk about the results and the outcome. But I want everybody to go to leadoutcome.com and check out this LinkedIn Success Booster Kit, only if you want to grow your business, and just try it out. I mean, it cannot hurt you, because if you're struggling, this certainly won't hurt you. And you can test it out and see if it's for you, and then really, you know, go at it, gung-ho and guns a-blazing, if you will. But yeah. This is so vitally important. Everything in your business comes down to lead gen, talking to customers, doing demos, getting them in your funnel, following up, whatever, however you want to describe the activity. It all comes down to marketing. If you're not marketing, you're dying. And you know who you are. You know if you're struggling, remove the pride and just go and check out leadoutcome.com. I love this idea of using LinkedIn to deliver not just leads, but high-quality leads. And I want to talk about what you mean by high-quality leads, Will. Give us a definition of what you mean.
Sure. Okay. So in Lead Outcomes litmus test for what a high-quality lead is, first of all, the lead that you get, they have to make the decision that they're going to connect with you. We are not doing any kind of cold marketing. There's no email blasting. There's no any crazy stuff like that. First and foremost, they're going to be looking at your profile that we're going to help you optimize, and that person has to make the decision that they're going to contact you. Okay? So the days of cold calling, say goodbye, all right? Because what the system is all about is getting warm, high-quality leads, okay? So now the person accepts your connection, they viewed your profile, they know who you are, okay? Step two is the system is going to take them through a 14-day warm-up campaign.
Hello,
and
I
this
am
campaign,
Brent, your personal business advisor. How are you today?
Excuse me, something just went on.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Sure. Yeah, somebody in the background. Yeah.
Well, no, our last speaker sent me a demo to try out, and it all of a sudden just erupted. So trying to get in the conversation. So I apologize. Go ahead.
No worries. I've had that happen too, where the audio starts playing. So, but okay. So one is they have to make the decision to connect with you, not the other way around. Two is they're going to go through this 14-day warm-up campaign. And in this campaign, mm-hmm. this is a campaign that is so effective, we have proven it with literally tens of thousands of leads. It is so good. If you guys want to learn the psychology behind this thing, it is amazing, okay? But this campaign over 14 days is going to be working that prospect to reach out to you in your inbox and say, hey, I want to connect with you. I want to meet with you, okay? Next, what we do is we tell you exactly what you need to say to get that person to transcend from a digital relationship to a personal relationship. We then tell you exactly how to do the call to get them to the point where you can start talking to them about your offering and your services, okay? Those things have to happen in order for it to be considered a high-quality lead. Until that happens, that's not considered a lead in our terms. We average – Our salespeople average between 70 to 100 leads a week with this approach. It's a super nice way to add this to your marketing tools that you have, just to boost up your sales just a little bit. It's a really neat thing, and it's very systematic. And the people that don't respond immediately, we have campaigns that are running in the background. Bring them back later again. That's called our follow-up for life series that follow, that's automatically done for every person for you. It's really neat, okay? So in summary, just real quick, what you're getting with the LAISB kit is, one, you're going to be in front of roughly about between 40 and 50 people that in your ideal customer profile, the people that would like your products and services. Every single day, we're going to get you in front of 40 to 50 people. That's 250 a week. That's 1,000 a month, okay? Those 1,000 people, they're not all going to be converting, okay? We usually see about a 20 to 30% conversion of those people into leads, okay, which are then brought into high-quality leads through the process I just described to you. What I'm telling you here is that this service, folks, it is going to deliver results to you that is at least 10 times better than what you're going to be getting out of pay-per-click, meaning Google AdWords and Facebook. Next time you spend over $300 on Facebook or more, and you're not happy with your results, come check us out. I'll guarantee you we'll beat their results.
I love that. I love that. You know what? And here's the deal. Look, I want to kind of focus on one of the things that you said that is so vitally important. First of all, to me, there's nothing wrong with somebody going out there and doing some cold calling. And cold calling to me is telemarketing, it's email marketing, reaching out to a stranger and saying, hey, Will, you know, this is what I do, and if you're interested, I can help you, blah, blah, blah. Or maybe it's a direct mail piece or some kind of, you know, cold type marketing. There's nothing wrong with that. But what Will is talking about is so much better, because if you guys picked up on it, the leads, he doesn't even call them leads until they reach out to you. And when somebody is reaching out to you, chances of you closing them are extremely high. I mean, think about it. If you're a physician's office, if you're a service provider, if you're a coach or a consultant, and you could talk to 5 or 10 people, 20 people a week, how many of them would you close based on your current closing ratio? You know, so if your closing ratio stayed the same, but you doubled or tripled your lead flow, all of a sudden you doubled or tripled your business. And
that's right.
It's like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah. It's you know, this is something people who aren't in marketing, they sometimes don't understand. When they're looking for leads, they go out and they're looking either for the cheapest leads, they're looking for the highest quantity leads, and they're looking for anybody to talk to them. And the problem is that if you're talking to people that are not interested, you're wasting time and you're wasting the resources of your company and your services, right? So, for example, let's say you and I decide that we wanted to go out and get a really nice Merlot wine and sell it to the world, right? We would want to get a farm, and we would go out and we would get a very, very specific seed. And that seed would be our grape, the grape we use, and we would replicate it not 1, 10, 100,000 times. We would always be using that seed, okay? And we do that properly. We've got a factory that's repeatable. And what I'm describing to you, what we do with the LinkedIn Success Booster Kit, is teaching you those same concepts. If you're grabbing any kind of leads, that's like you and I going out, building a farm, and throwing sunflower seeds with grape seeds together, all sorts of stuff. How are we ever going to get a repeatable, nice bottle of wine out of that? We're not. Sales is the exact same thing, okay? It's so important for everybody to understand, it's the quality of your leads that is going to determine the success of your sales funnel, your sales process, right? And so come check us out. Learn what we're doing, the stuff we're doing. It's nice, simple. It's really cool. You'll get it. You know, if nothing else, come to our webinar. You're going to learn a lot. Just go apply it to yourself. But that's one of our kits that we do that I think you guys will get a lot out of.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. And again, you know what? I'm excited about trying this LinkedIn Success Booster Kit. I'm going to give it a try for my business. I hope everybody else does too. And they can go out to leadoutcome.com. And, you know, bottom line is, again, whether you're a startup or you've been in business for 20 years, we're all looking for quality leads. We're always looking to increase our sales. That is the ultimate game of a business, is have leads, convert those leads, and then, you know, and if you have a repeatable, duplicatable process that makes it easier, great. And it sounds to me that you guys have dialed this thing in. Let me ask you this, Will, from start to finish, how long did it take you to put the system together?
It's been in operation now for 2 years, and we've just come out with version 3.0, which where we're taking this whole thing to a new level. But it's a good question, because how do we even get here? And it really started 2 years ago, where I don't know if anybody on this call can relate to this, but I've been on LinkedIn for over 10 years, and I have been connecting with people, and I've been, you know, I would have these relationships, and it was always for, oh, in the future, when I need that relationship, I'll be able to go to my relationship network, and I'll find that person, and they're going to help me out, right? But a decade went by, and I realized I have not monetized my efforts here at all, you know, and I'm not getting anything out of it. And then what we did is the guys, our marketers, and me, we were talking through this issue, and we came up with the idea of the LinkedIn Success Booster Kit. So with our system, it's really what we tell you is forget about your network from the past. Forget about it. You're not going to make significant money out of it. They already know you. They know you switch jobs. And anything you pitch them, they're going to be like, come on, dude, you were something else before 3 months ago, right? So it's all about new connections you make, right? And it's how you do your new connections and how you present yourself. And so so that's how the whole thing came to be, is when we discovered that and we coupled that with the techniques that we've got available to us in our marketing automation system, that this whole thing came together, and it's just really cool. It's so neat because we take you right to the decision maker, to the very decision maker, the person that is going to decide whether they're going to buy your service or not. And we're going to find not just 1, 10, 100, but thousands of them and put you in front of them. And it's just really neat to watch the whole thing play out.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's what's so interesting, too, is at the top of the hour, I was talking about how do you monetize your social media networks, and this is exactly how you do it. You have to have a system, because you can post all the great pictures, you can post tons of content, you can do all this stuff, and you will not make any more money. It's just not the way social media really works. But using a system like this is a perfect example of how to monetize that network. And I love the fact that you guys put all the time into it, so it's already set up. And Will, we're out of time, but I'd love to bring you back. I'm excited to try out the program, and then we'll bring you back, and we can talk about the results and you know, get people on it.
I love it, Bert. Hey, thanks so much for your time, all right?
You bet. Good stuff there from Will Berger, and the company, again, is leadoutcome.com. You can go out there and check it out. And again, if you are struggling with your marketing, if you have, I don't know, doubts about your marketing, you haven't figured it out, and then this program might be for you. All I can say is, and again, I haven't tried it out, but I'm going to try it out because it's important. And if you're one of those people that that really wants to grow their business, this could be a game changer for you. So go try it out, leadoutcome.com. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to Geico Radio. It's savings on the radio.
Cooler, Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just got a free rate quote on geico.com. Saved a ton, and it only took me 5 minutes and 12 seconds. I was wondering, is that some sort of record?
That's a good question. Let's have a look.
Not quite. Someone's got you beat by 8 seconds.
Still, I mean, that's quite fast.
Well, what if I told you I only use one hand?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
And we are back. My next guest, Mark Falter. Mark Falter has been in the financial services business for 30 years. Mark has built one of Kansas City's premier financial management firms, specializing in helping clients in building and preserving their wealth through the concept of asset management, tax strategies, estate planning, believing strongly in the principle of doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. He attributes the majority of his success to simply making decisions that are in the best interest. This is kind of a weird concept, in the best interest of his clients. Mark Falter, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Hey, thanks, Bert. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back, and I'm excited about this. You know, and it's so interesting. You and I kind of joke about this thing, doing what's the best for the best interest of your clients. But in the financial world, that's not always the standard. I mean, your broker, for example, doesn't have that standard of care. He doesn't have to do what's the best interest of his clients.
No, I've always been an advocate of, and I'm not trying to nag out on other people that are well-meaning in our business, but I've always been an advocate of people doing business with someone that has a fiduciary responsibility with that money. Some of these independent advisors that are, basically have left the broker dealer. I left the broker dealer here just about a couple of years, maybe not even quite that long, about a year ago, and that was one of the reasons I wanted to get into a scenario where we literally had a fiduciary responsibility. So we don't just say what we're going to do, we actually have to do it, and that's something we always try to do is make the best decision for the client.
Yeah, and think about this. If everybody had that fiduciary, right? When I say everybody, not just the financial people, but, everybody in business had that same level of standard, I think that you would see, half of the litigation in the world disappear.
Oh, I think you would. Yeah. That's very true. I think, Napoleon Hill back in 1920s, I believe it was, wrote Think and Grow Rich. That's one of the things he mentioned in that book is if you can get other people what they want out of life, you're going to get what you want out of life. And that comes back to the golden rule, there's nothing new under the sun. And it's really the same thing. Just do it now instead of then. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's an incredible thing, but it's obviously it's hard to do, and we see people all the time that violate that fiduciary responsibility in various different ways. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about what do we do or what happens when adult children need financial help? Because we hear about millennials staying at home longer and many of them moving back and this kind of revolving door. So let's talk about this. What is your take on some of these adult children who are consistently needing help? Is this because they were raised incorrectly, for lack of better terms? Give me your take on it.
No. I think some of that. I'm actually probably, let me think how to say this. I've got the prerequisites to talk on this topic, and I'll tell you why, because I am literally about to pull the trigger on this and do something like this here in the next 30 days. We've been talking about it for months, and I'm in this scenario right now with my kids. And so so actually you need to have me back on your show in about 3 years, and I'll tell you the results. No, but in all seriousness, Bert, in all seriousness now, I have done this enough. I've been in the financial services business for 32 years, and I've seen both sides of it. I have learned one thing. Giving money to people does not help them. It doesn't matter what scenario you're in. So that's not a good system. We've proven that with our welfare system. Giving money out does not help. You mentioned, is it a scenario where they get into a bad scenario? Here's the deal. I have said for years that one of the best investments a retired person could do would be to lend their grandkids or their kids money at a decent rate of return, 3-3.5%. The older person's getting a safe return, 3.5%. Child's getting, the use of the money. It works. The problem breaks down is when the kid doesn't repay back. And so I've learned, what I have recently learned, I'm 50 years old. I it's funny. We were three children at home all the time, and I was used to that, and we're a tight family. And then all of a sudden, two of them left at the same time. I started getting nervous, and I'm going through this empty nest thing. I've learned there's a whole nother phase between all the kids at home and the empty nest. I call it the hovering stage. It's where they hover above the nest, and they land, then they take off, then they land. We were back and forth all the time, so we're kind of in that mode right now. Our daughter is living with us because she tried to close on a house. It wasn't closing in time. She lost the last place she was in because the tenant or the renter, the landlord, had her on a month-to-month, and she made the mistake of letting the landlord know, and so things ended there, so she's living with us for a couple of months. So it can work if it's done properly. Now, I don't think they're all in a bad situation. Here's some of the keys that I kind of have in my mind and in the scenarios that I've seen work like this. If you're going to give it, give it. And this is not just true with kids. This is true with people. If you're going to give it, give the money away. You can gift up to $14,000 a person to anybody, child, whatever, and they don't have to pay taxes on it. Now, if you're a married couple, you can give $28,000. If you're going to give it, and don't ever, ever, ever expect it back, because there's where the problems begin, is when you expect this back. This is money that's gone. It's a gift. Now, if you're – that's not my suggestion, if you want the truth. My suggestion is if they need money – now, if you're giving assets away because you got too much and you want to have the joy of letting them see it while you're – let you see the results while you're still alive, that's one thing. But in a scenario like this, I'll be honest with you, what she needs is she needs some money for a down payment. But she's – of my children, she's the one I know that will pay this back. So I am actually lending her the money over a 10-year term at 3%. And 3% is a good rate of return. And – you know, it's hard to get 3% on your money right now. And I'm not going to charge her 7. She's my kid, for crying out loud. But
right,
I guarantee
right.
I'll get
Absolutely.
Those payments every month. And I've actually
Absolutely.
Got a staff attorney that's going to write up a document between her and me that it's going to be a legal binding contract just like you do at the bank. Because here's the deal. They've got to have skin in the game. And lending them money that way, now it's a win-win for both scenarios. So.
Yes. Yes. Well, first of all, I want to back up a little bit, and I like the mindset of if you're going to do it, or if you're going to give it away, that's great, or, you know, don't expect, you know, in some cases, you don't want to expect the money back, and I think that's a great mindset. And I also like what
right.
you're doing with your daughter. I think that's a great example. Look, what's his name? I think Warren Buffett did a similar thing. Mm-hmm. There's Getty used to do the same thing with not only his children, but with his wife, for heaven's sakes. You
right.
know, she would have to sign a promissory note. And it makes people more responsible. Also, there comes a time, you know, because we're all different. Look, I have 5 kids.
Uh-huh.
And one of my kids is super, he's the super responsible, super achiever.
Right.
And if you loan him money, he'll pay you back. And 9 out of 10 times, he'll pay you back sooner than later.
Right.
Then I have another child who it's a black hole. Not only will he not pay you back, but he won't remember that you gave him the money to begin with.
Right.
And so
don't we all have those children?
Yeah. Right, right. And this is where you have to have either a written contract or
mm-hmm. –
you are giving it and not expecting the money back. And I also like what you said in the very beginning. Look, history has proven time and time again, giving them money and them being anybody, giving anybody money for free is usually a no-win scenario. I mean, that's
– I've got three
– we see it all the time.
It doesn't work.
Yeah,
I've got 3 children in my business.
Your children – or
yeah.
I was going to say, they don't have to be a children or a relative. They could be complete strangers. Go ahead.
No, I've got 3 children working in my business today. And I've told my clients this, my investment clients this. I said, I intend on spending every dime I earn. I want to end with a big old zero, and I want it to end at the right time. Now, but what I've done is, yeah, I've spent their money, but I've taught them how to work. I'm teaching them my business. They're going to carry this business on. And would you rather give a fish or teach a person how to fish? And if they know how to fish, I feel like I've done something. If you give them a fish, what the heck have you done? How many? You know how many lottery winners after the lottery don't have a proverbial pot to pee in? About 65% of them they found within 6 or 7 years don't have nothing. Matter of fact, they're worse off financially than when they got the money. You know, so it does not help to give.
Yeah, no, what do you call it? It doesn't. And I think, look, and I love the example of the lottery winners. The reason that these lottery winners go broke is because they don't have the mindset, right? They don't have the training.
Right.
And all of a sudden they go, wow, look at all this money. And it's not just lottery winners. It's anybody who goes from their standard level of wealth to an abundant level of wealth that they're not accustomed to. We see this with young athletes, with movie stars,
with anybody who goes from, you know, from wherever they are to, let's say, 20, 30 times that, you know, they have an entourage, they're buying covered sinks and all that other crazy stuff, and before you know it, they're broke. I mean, I think it's, is it, what's his name, Ray Mayweather, who has publicly spoken about the way he spends money. He likes to walk around with $1 million cash in case he needs to buy anything. He has, you know, he's got tons of expensive cars, and so he will spend, you know, he'll make millions of dollars, spend it, and then he's got to go fight again. He's got no investment. He talks about this, you know. I mean, he's openly, he's very public and open about his stupid, you know, money practices. That's all that, you know.
Wow.
I mean, look, anybody can do that once. Hey, I made $20 million. I blew it because, you know, it's the first time I ever made it, whatever. But when you do it on a regular basis, you're really setting yourself up for a life of poverty and misery, because sooner or later, everybody's going to point the finger at you and say, dude, you made hundreds of millions of dollars and now you can barely pay rent at your crappy apartment. That to me is a horrible, horrible way to live out the rest of your life. And I see that happening to a lot of people.
And I'll tell you, you know, there is some people that definitely do that. And it's, you know, unfortunately, they're not the norm. A lot of people don't have that opportunity. The scenario that I see come up, and I really want to get the callers to be aware of this scenario. I have seen this, people ask me, they say, well, you know, what if I need to go into that investment account and take money out? And I tell them the same thing every time. I've learned this I've been in this 32 years. I've learned it in the last decade because I didn't see this 12 years ago. I said, there's three things a retiree will give up money for, I've found. And one is a car. They want to pay cash for a car. And the other is a nursing home, which you cannot help that. And the third didn't used to exist. It's come in the last 5 to 10 years, and that's children. Now, this is a different scenario like in my daughter. My daughter, she's paying that back. I'm going to make 3% of my money. I'm not worried about it. I don't, you know, some people would think, well, what if you got to repo it? Truth is, if I got to repo it, I'm going to write the thing off, you know, and we're not going to go there. But you kind of got to know that going in. But I have had this happen before. A retiree that cannot afford it literally give 50% of their retirement away to a child that is over the age of 35, and in many cases, they're starting a business. Now, here's the issue. You got to ask yourself, can you afford it? Now, I've got one tax client that they did it, and they could afford it, and the son made a very good success of the business, and they're making quite a lot of money on that investment. But then I got this scenario here, and I've got to sit and ask myself, and this is my own personal take on this. The child that would go to that parent, knowing they can't afford that, and ask for that money is probably not going to make smart decisions in the business once they get the money. So I don't expect this particular client to ever see that money back. And that's getting into a bad thing there, because now you're talking this person's a year away from retirement. They can't afford it. And brothers, you got to kind of weigh that in too.
You know, absolutely, absolutely. Look, I think that, you know, if your background is an investor, an inventor, a risk taker, a business person, and your child or somebody comes to you and says, look, you know, if I got 25 grand, I can turn that 25 grand into this awesome business and whatever, and you weigh out the risk, and as you said, you can afford it, and you write that check, great. You know, hopefully it works out. But keep in mind that 80% of all businesses fail within the first 12 or 24 months. The likelihood is not good. Now,
yeah,
if you don't have a business background, if you're not a risk taker, and you want to do it because your children are pulling at the heartstrings, that's the wrong reason to do it. You're almost guaranteeing to lose that money and putting yourself in harm's way, because this is what scenario that typically happens. You write this big check that you weren't planning on, and then guess what? Then you're served up a nice slice of
emergency. It could be a healthcare.
Yeah.
It could be something else that all of a sudden needs another big chunk of your money. And now you're down by, 30, 40, 50, 60% of what you were not expecting. And this is a scenario that occurs all the time. So, man, let me tell you, I would never, unless it was a do or die situation and my child needed my money for life-saving medicine, that would be the only time I would take money out of my retirement, because everything else
right.
is replaceable. It's a do-over. Look how many people, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and the list goes on forever. How many people started a very profitable, very big company with no money?
Right. I think you hit it right there, and I never really – yeah, and – you know, if it's coming out of retirement money, it's one thing. This money that I'm lending to my daughter is literally money that's sitting at less than a tenth of 1% in the bank, you know. So
right.
it's a whole – you got to really kind of think of the money that you're about to give away. So if it's coming out of a 401k, probably not a good idea, you know. And so, it makes a big difference. And, you know, I think it really depends on – I used to live with a roommate 25-plus years ago before I got married, of course, and one of which was an engineer, and he's very logical, and he used to always – and I was – back then I was hard up. Couldn't even pay attention. I was so broke. And he would ask me a question when I was late on rent. It was a very simple question. He says, Mark, if you don't have it this month, and this has been a consistent thing, tell me again, why is it you're going to have it next month? You know, in other words, it's a consistent problem. It was true. And I hated to admit it, but it was true. I probably won't have it next month either. And the point of that is the person you're lending this money to, are they constantly – I'll give you a case in point. I one of the little things I do when I hire people, one of the things I told myself I won't do, should I say, are you hiring a person that has drama around them all the time? Like bad things happen to this person all the time. They usually bring those bad things into the workplace. And I found that with these people you give this money to is – are they constantly in a world of hurt? Man, this went bad. You know, that type of person typically is not going to pay that money back. Now, if you got another scenario where a child is about to go, wants to refinish the kitchen, and they're going to borrow that money at 5.5%, I'll loan it to them at 4. You know, heck, 4 is a good return. They're saving 1.5%. And if they're a good, studious person that'll pay it back, I'll do that all day long, you know. So it's
kind of
depends on the child.
Absolutely. You know what? It does depend on the child, and you know your child. Look, and to me, it all depends, right? And you're right. If you can help your child and you can get 4% on your money, and I love the idea of getting an agreement and maybe getting a lien on the house, just like a remodeler would or a bank would.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
you
that.
You got to make it real.
It's a win-win.
No, nothing wrong.
You
got to
make it real. Yeah, and it doesn't mean that you can't be flexible. Hey, Dad, I can only pay half of my payment today. That's fine, you know. But you're right. Look, there's a saying, I forgot where I heard it at, is the way you do one thing is usually how you do everything. So the person who's late
right.
all the time to meetings, he's probably late or she's probably late on everything else. The person who's maybe a sloppy dresser is sloppy in other areas, and. It's not a guarantee that they're always that way. It's one of those usually is that way kind of a thing. Mark, we're out of time, but it's always good to have you on the show and look forward to having you back.
Appreciate that. Time. Well, I appreciate your time. Thanks.
You bet. Good stuff there from Mark Falter. Again, one of Kansas City's premier financial management firms. You can tell that not only does he love his children, but he wants you and me to just be cautious when we're giving the money to our kids. It's just one of those things, whether it's coming out of your extra money or your retirement, you got to be careful how you invest or spend that money. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.